And this all had to do with the town hall, and it now appears that the question was actually cut and paste from a, from an email that Roland Martin had sent around, who was one of the moderators of that very debate.
Raises a lot. I was the other moderator.
All right, so
it was a town hall, not a debate, but yeah, I mean, it's very, very troubling. Look, I have tremendous regard for Donna Brazile, and she's a good person and a nice person, and I like her a lot. But the action, whatever took place here, and I know that I had nothing to do with it, and I know that CNN, we were so closely guarding our documents that you couldn't even, they weren't ever emailed around. And this was a follow-up question that Roland Martin was going to ask, theoretically. CNN had found a freed prisoner, somebody who had been on death row, but because of the Innocence Project had been taken off to death row. I believe his name is Ricky Jackson. If I'm getting that wrong, I apologize. And, you know, we wanted to put her in a tough situation. Here, you support the death penalty. Here's somebody who was almost killed because of the death penalty. What's your reaction to him? And we thought that that was great. And then to find out that somebody was unethically helping the Clinton campaign, tipping them off, is just very upsetting.
I have to follow up on that, and that is that somebody works, I would assume, for CNN. Is there any kind of investigation ongoing? How is it possible that could have happened?
You're saying that that person was Donna Brazile.
But somehow Donna Brazile got a hold of the question.
Yeah, how did she get it?
I believe that, I don't know for 100%. I know that I had nothing to do with it. My understanding is there has been that the email to Donna came from either Roland Martin or someone around Roland Martin, who was not with CNN. He's with a different channel. He's with TV One or something like that we had partnered with for that town hall. And this was not one of CNN's questions. This was a Roland Martin follow-up. So my understanding is that he or somebody on his team got that question to Donna Brazile.
Gotcha.
It was not part of the CNN list of questions.
I'm not trying to look.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
Journalistically, it's horrifying. Absolutely. And I'm sure it will have an impact on partnering with this organization in the future. And I'm sure that, it will have an effect on Donna Brazile is no longer with CNN because she's head of the DNC right now.
Right.
But I'm sure it will have some impact on Donna Brazile. And it's very, very upsetting because you go through a huge, and you could ask Q Hewitt about this, when we do these events, whether a debate or a town hall, we have a cone of silence.
Yeah.
Documents get shredded. We do not email them around. Believe me, it was really annoying. I was doing the town hall with Obama 2 weeks ago, and I was on the road for a lot of days before that, and they would not email me questions because they do not, because of fears of hacking, because fears of leaking. People at CNN take it very, very seriously, and to have somebody who does not take it seriously to have us partner with that person, and then they do something completely unethical and share it with Donna Brazile, who then shares it with the Clinton campaign, it's horrifying and very, very upsetting.
Right.
And I can't condemn it any more than I condemn it in no uncertain terms. It's awful. Right.